December 18th, 2012. This is Spangola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spangola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spangola.com. During the programs, email your questions or comments to spangola1 at yahoo.com. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spangola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. His website is stopvs.com. Again, that is stopvs, as in Victor, Sam.com. And that is for Operation Set Them Free. Dr. Millar he's been with us before, just for an hour. And we thought we'd bring him back because we just didn't really complete all the things that we wanted to talk about. And I'm certain that there are people, listeners, who would like to ask questions about what he talked about the last time that he was on the program. And he talked about the veteran suicide, which is the epidemic proportions from PTSD and depression. And he is a retired chiropractor who has spent the last 3 years writing 2 books on the topic of nutritional breakthrough for PTSD, depression, suicide, and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Millar was called to this mission by his own personal experience after suffering with bipolar disease or disorder for many years until he found a nutritional solution for that situation. And he is going to tell us today how he might be able to help us. Welcome to the program, Dr. Millar.
So great to be back with you, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good.
I've
just
great.
Been rushing around all morning doing, you know, unimportant things, you know, the laundry and that kind of thing. Cleaning out the freezer.
Right on.
You know, really important stuff.
Very good. So we had a great conversation last time and a tremendous response from your listeners, and I'm really hoping some of them will call in, those who have just recently began using this product we'll talk about today. One thing, before I forget, I want to touch on something regarding the suicide epidemic that the veterans are experiencing, and I think you and I touched on this just for a second, maybe last time, but most people are, as you know, really unaware just how bad the suicide epidemic is. And the latest results that are coming out are showing that the youngest veterans, the most vulnerable that have been on multiple tours, who have definitely been suffering with post-traumatic stress and depression, these young veterans, men and women, but particularly the younger men, are suffering suicide rates today that are 10 to 15 times higher than the rates of suicide amongst the general population, which, you know, the general population we think of as sort of a neutral ground. But the fact is, those in the general population that are committing suicide, 80 to 90% of them have a diagnosis already for depression, post-traumatic stress, et cetera. So we are really actually comparing apples to apples when we talk about the general population and contrast that to the veterans as well. So they're... those who commit suicide are typically very, very suicidally depressed, and they have suffered long-term with severe anxiety disorders such as post-traumatic stress. So the notion that we are looking at 10 to 15 times the rate of suicide, I think really highlights several things. One is obviously multiple tours and experiencing the loss of their brothers beside them in battle, etc., and having to kill another human being to survive is a horror that none of us can truly even imagine.
Exactly. I hate to interrupt, but we do have to take a real quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and And our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. His website is stopvs.com. And you were talking about suicide rates compared to the general public, and talking about the younger people who are veterans who have had several tours of duty, and the suicide rates. So please continue.
Well, the main thing I wanted to convey to people is that this rate of 10 to times greater than the general population really is comparing apples to apples, because both populations are depressed with anxiety, et cetera. And the reason I believe that the rates are so much higher for the veterans isn't just the fact that they've had multiple tours, although that's a huge issue. I really believe that a lot of the cause of this higher rate is due to the excessive pharmaceuticals that are being prescribed to these veterans. And I know, Deanna, you've delved into this a little bit, but it is very common to find these veterans being dosed with 8, 10, and unbelievably over a year's period of time, being dosed with 20 to 30 different pharmaceuticals as they try and find something to assist these young guys and these and older vets too. The same thing is going on in veteran care. And the reason this is going on is because most of the pharmaceuticals are largely ineffective at providing relief. And what the VA has failed to recognize is that these soldiers are coming back extremely depleted of essential key nutrients because of the poor diet while they were there, and obviously the incredible stress they endured while they were there. So I guess we should go back and just go from the beginning on what we're talking about. And so I'll run through this very quick and remind you and your listeners that the first show we did was on November 15th, and it is in the archive there, and it'll give you perhaps a better overview of what I'm going to run through really quickly here, just to give the new listeners a background of what we're talking about.
Okay, but before you do that, sure. You were talking about the rate of suicide.
Yes.
So tell us some numbers. Give us some numbers.
Well, the numbers are, you know, each and every day, the veteran community is on record about 18 to 20 suicides every day in America, which is twice the rate of the general population as a whole.
Okay.
So I mean, young and old, the rate is at least twice the rate of the general population. And the 18 to 24-year-olds are suffering that 10 to 15 times greater than any other group. And the thing that you mentioned I want to reiterate is that so many veterans are dying in their sleep from a drug overdose. So they're combining opiates and painkillers with alcohol and their sleeping pills, et cetera. And these veterans aren't even being counted in the suicide numbers. And I've heard from other veterans that the actual numbers of veterans that are dying every day is, and it sounds like crazy, but it's over 30, 40, 50. I mean, the numbers I've heard go much higher than that. But the veterans that are dying in their sleep due to these drug combinations. And it's obviously a very easy way to kill yourself, too. Just take a little bit extra of this and that and drink hard, and you stop breathing while you're sleeping. So the actual suicide numbers are skewed. I think it's much worse than we know, and it's a tragedy that just has to stop, Deanna. And I believe
okay.
We have it.
Now, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Somebody in the chat room said lithium is a dangerous drug. So before we talk about lithium, the kind of lithium that you're talking about, tell us the difference between the drug, which is
sure.
dangerous, and the mineral.
Okay. The first and most important fact that people need to understand that is easily verifiable is just go to the periodic table of elements, and you'll see there number 3 is lithium. It's a mineral that's in the same class as sodium and potassium, and these are essential electrolytes that feed the body and nutrify the body, and they're essential. We need them, even in the case of lithium, in very small amounts, but we need them for functions within the body, and then without them, systems begin to fail. And there is only one lithium. And this discussion about how lithium is a dangerous drug came about decades ago when the doctors discovered that lithium actually cured bipolar disorder. In fact, even today, doctors will tell you some 30 to 40% of patients are actually cured. In other words, there's no sign of the illness at all. But in the psychiatric hospitals where this discovery was made, most of the patients that were treated were the most severe psychotic patients, and the doses that were applied to them were in the hundreds of milligrams of pure lithium each day. And the typical range was about 300 to 400 milligrams of pure lithium. Now, that's about 10 times over the maximum that humans should ever take or would ever need. And the reason they were giving those excessive doses is because the mineral carrier that was attached to it, the lithium, in the beginning was carbonate, which is an inorganic lithium salt, and it is very poorly absorbed. Estimates are that only about 20 to 50%, depends on who you talk to and the expert, chemist who's discussing this, but the facts are in now with the latest technological brain scans called MRS, which is an MRI-like brain scan that actually analyzed the amount of lithium that was able to get into the brain cells when patients were taking the pharmaceutical version, and they found that they were only able to absorb about 30 to 50%, and that lithium was actually just infiltrating just the outer membrane of the cell. Again, because it's an inorganic compound, very poorly absorbed by the brain cells, and because of that, the lithium so-called drug got its reputation because of doses that were 10 times the amount that should ever be in the bloodstream. But we look at lithium that's occurring naturally in nature. Human beings are ingesting about anywhere from 1 to 2 milligrams a day, in some parts of the world, 10 milligrams a day, naturally from the ground and water sources. And what we find when lithium is ingested in its reasonable quantity, not only is it essential, but it is extremely beneficial for function of the central nervous system in the brain. It brings about a balance, balances the mood, lessens anxiety dramatically, etc. So the whole notion that lithium is a drug came about because of the discovery that lithium cured bipolar disorder back in the late 40s, early 50s, and then eventually being used in the U.S. After 1970. But those doses, again, were 10 to 20 times higher than is presently being utilized in the alternative medical practices in the U.S. today. And this product we're talking about is lithium orotate, and the orotate salt of lithium is combined with orotic acid, which is a naturally occurring acid in the human body. It's produced by the cells of our body, and it is something that we can ingest through naturally through grains and vegetables and milk, etc. So it's a naturally occurring substance. It's abundant. And orotic acid in and of itself is a highly beneficial compound that has been shown through dozens of studies to be highly beneficial for the heart and for muscle endurance, et cetera. So orotic acid has its own place as a supplement. But when you combine orotic acid to lithium, the magical benefit is that virtually 100% of the lithium is able to easily cross the barrier of the cell through the cell membrane and enters into the intracellular environment, where then the lithium interacts with your the mitochondria, and it interacts with the nucleus of the cell. And this is where the power and magic of lithium orotate occurs, because of this exceptional absorption. We can now take minute doses. Even just 1 milligram of lithium on a daily basis can have a huge impact. And I found in my research with various clients that I consult with that there's quite a wide range of variance. Some people just take 1 to 5 milligrams and they notice tremendous benefits in areas we'll talk about later. And others need to take 5, 10, 15, 20, and some are even taking 40 to 50 milligrams of pure lithium a day. But that dose is still a tenth of what was being prescribed in the psychiatric hospitals that caused the side effects that gave lithium this reputation as being a dangerous and toxic drug. You see, once you go over the 100 milligram mark on a daily basis of pure lithium, a significant number of people begin to have what are called negative side effects. And there's a whole host of them, and all you have to do is Google lithium side effects. There's about 45 different side effects listed, but that's for excessive dosing with the pharmaceutical lithium, the alternative medical doctors that are using it in practice across the U.S. and Europe today find that when lithium is ingested in low dose and is adjusted for a patient's tolerance, there are no side effects, zero. And that is not to say that you won't experience some unusual symptoms when you first start using lithium orotate, Deanna, because the body that is deficient of minerals, which most are, once it begins to receive healing minerals, begins to heal. And a whole host of bizarre symptoms may manifest in the first few days of beginning to use this product, and they will inevitably wash out and vanish, typically within 3 to 5 days, sometimes 7 days. Those unusual symptoms you might have experienced and feared was a toxic reaction was nothing more than the body adjusting is healing. You might feel funny twitching in your nerves, and a variety of different things occur sometimes in the first day or two. And I want to just tell your listeners not to be concerned about that. But if those unusual symptoms persist beyond 5 to 7 days, you're probably one of those patients or the individuals that doesn't need a lot of lithium, and you should reduce your dose by a tablet or two, and you will find that those unusual symptoms will go away. And this is 100%. If you are experiencing something unusual, all you need to do is reduce your lithium orotate dose, because you personally, your individual biochemical individuality is unique, and each of us have different tolerance, Deanna.
All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. That's M-I-L-L-A-R. His website is stopvs.com. And, the so-called experts and government agencies vilify things that are really good for us while allowing corporations to add fluoride, aspartame, and disseminate unlabeled GMO foods. It's kind of ironic that they do this. And I think, do you think it's deliberate? I kind of do.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that for sure. You know, and regarding adding things to the water, we mentioned last time we spoke about the Fox News video that's online. It's also at my website at StopVS, that's S-T-O-P, V as in veteran, S as in suicide.com. There's a link there for the Fox News video, and it described what is really just one of the most amazing things about this breakthrough for suicide. When they found natural lithium in the water, which is all over the planet, by the way, in varying amounts, they discovered in a rather large study in Japan that the very low dose, less than a milligram of lithium in the water, reduced suicide by 30 to 50%. And so that's something your viewers need to see. That's the only mention of lithium in the mainstream media regarding suicide prevention. The Harvard studies that is the basis of my book, which are so compelling because they're 5 different studies done over a decade. Harvard analyzed over 30 human studies done by doctors all over the world, and they discovered that lithium not only reduced suicide, but it did so at a rate of 80 to 90%. And these are, of course, studies done on the therapeutic dosages utilized by the psychiatric community. So rather large doses, which are not necessary at all. I just got a letter back from the VA. I don't know if we talked about this last time, Deanna. Did we discuss my letters to the VA before?
Briefly we did, but please talk to us about that.
Yes, well, over a year ago I sent General Eric Shinseki, the Secretary of Veteran Affairs, you know, he's the top guy at the VA. I sent him a 25-page report, which was difficult to shrink down the core information, believe it or not, in 25 pages, but it was in-depth, and it covered every aspect of this suicide prevention and breakthrough for PTSD and depression. And it only took a year to get a response back from them. I sent another letter, and finally I got a response here, and essentially what they said was, thank you for your interest in suicide prevention for veterans. And they say to me here, I'm going to paraphrase and skip a lot of it, but essentially that, you know, he says, we've known for for decades that that lithium may help prevent suicide. It's very prevalent data, the VA says here in this letter. However, it was included in the revised National Strategy for Suicide Prevention, released in September of 2012, as a promising rather than an established treatment. Now, what your listeners need to understand, and they should go to the website StopVS or Operation Set Them Free, or just Google Stop Veteran Suicides, and you'll find the links to my website, and download the free report so you can actually click on the studies that Harvard has produced. Harvard and the American Psychiatric Association has concurred that lithium actually reduced the attempted suicides by greater than 90% and the completed suicides by 80 to 85%. And so for the VA to say that lithium is a promising rather than an established treatment for suicide prevention is absolutely absurd. What is going on out there today is that there is a tremendous effort to suppress the public hearing the truth that lithium is an essential trace mineral that you only need to take very small amounts of for depression and post-traumatic stress and suicide prevention. So what they are continuing to do is put out other studies, bogus studies and sham studies, that have suggested that lithium orotate, for example, this alternative, is even more toxic to the kidneys than the pharmaceutical is. So we are fighting a huge battle. Most of the people in, that you will talk to will send you, emails that lithium's a drug, it's toxic, it'll burn your kidneys. Well, that's true. If you take 300 to 400 milligrams of lithium daily for years, it will cause fibrosis of the kidneys. But you see, you don't need to take but 5 to 10, 20 milligrams in most cases. And if you're a very large person and your lean body mass is 200 pounds, you're probably going to take 40 to 50 milligrams. If you have severe bipolar disorder or post-traumatic stress, you'll take upwards of 40 to 50 milligrams. But that is 50 milligrams below the limit where most human beings can take lithium safely. 100 milligrams is where we start to see signs of negative side effects in the general population. So we're way, 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 way below at 10 to 40 milligrams of lithium orotate daily, any level you need to be concerned about. And Dr. Jonathan Wright, a renowned alternative medical doctor who sold several best-selling nutrition books, did extensive laboratory research on lithium orotate. He's administered in his practice for 30-plus years, and he determined that even up to 40 milligrams of pure lithium daily was no cause for concern, Deanna.
All righty. Thank you. We are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. The website is stopvs.com, and you will see all of these links, including the one to the Fox News video, and all of these reports that Dr. Millar is referring to. And it is very interesting that this would be a very helpful thing for a number of problems, issues, health issues, and you also mentioned the anxiety. And of course, I think so many people, particularly after last Friday's event, are feeling anxiety, anxious about things. And we hear about the financial cliff and all of the things that are going on in the country and in the world. I think that probably most of us do have some kind of level of anxiety.
No doubt, Deanna. You know, anxiety is the number one medicated mental, emotional, and really it's also a neurological condition. It's the number one medicated medical condition in the United States. Anxiety is massive. We're talking about tens of millions of Americans that live with anxiety on a daily basis. And the thing that I discovered, after doing several thousand hours of research on the chemical pathways of these illnesses is that they all had one thing in common, and that is they have a disturbance of what's called the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. The hypothalamus and the pituitary lie right in the center of the brain, and these are the master glands that control all the hormones within the body. And the soldiers that have got severe post-traumatic stress have all been found to have excessively high levels of adrenaline, noradrenaline, and dopamine, and thyroid. They're hyperthyroid. And this lithium just naturally calms the central nervous system, working directly on the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus, and also in the thyroid gland to bring about a lowering of these primary stress hormones. And anxiety disorders such as social anxiety, generalized anxiety, and performance anxiety, etc., they also have these same primary stress hormone imbalances. And it just seems that if early into an individual's childhood, they experienced trauma, whether it be at the hands of abusive parents, or they were raped, or they were molested, whatever, these people are highly prone to develop a lifetime of anxiety disorder and these imbalance of these hormones that appear to be locked in to the central nervous system. And the beauty of lithium is that it overrides that distortion within the central nervous system. And by lowering, particularly noradrenaline, this is the one that just seems to be causing so much of what our veterans are suffering with, particularly in sleep disorders, nightmares, insomnia, and even flashbacks. They found that noradrenaline is elevated in all of those conditions, and they have found over and over again that lithium reduces noradrenaline levels back down to normal range, and naturally those symptoms just go away. So we have a tremendous database. My book is somewhat of a tough read for the layperson because it is so heavily research-based. But what's great about it is it is an e-book. So when you download it, all you have to do is click on the links so you can verify for yourself and review the abstract, the overview of these studies, and verify for yourself and see the truth. You have an opportunity to fight not only the anxiety disorders and depression, severe major depression, intractable depression, but Alzheimer's disease and attention deficit disorder and fibromyalgia. And I identified actually over 140 illnesses that lithium has been shown to be highly beneficial in assisting in managing these symptoms. And so these are 60 of these conditions are listed in the book. And the collection of just these 60 conditions, I found that over about 150 million Americans suffer with one of these conditions. So lithium may be universally one of the most essential nutrients for overall health of your stress system, your nervous system, and the physical body and the organs. And so when I go back to the VA for a second, they did a massive study on veterans, and they found that the VA is only giving lithium to 1 in 200 veterans with major depression. And this was a massive study. About 250,000 veterans were analyzed going through their records. And the title of the study is What Happened to Lithium? Because, you see, lithium is the number one most effective natural nutrient for depression. There's nothing in the literature that shows greater response rates, which are typically in the 60 to 80% range, depending on a variety of different variables. So as a single nutrient, compared to things like St. John's wort or even the omega-3 fatty acids, there's no single nutrient that one can take to get a better overall response than lithium. So why isn't the VA giving it to our veterans, these majorly depressed veterans who are suffering an epidemic of suicide?
Indeed. Why aren't they? Is it because it's a lot cheaper and it's natural and more effective than the pharmaceutical drugs? Is this part of the depopulation program? Are they trying to create a group of people that are so that are doing this? I mean, you really have to ask why they're not helping these veterans. Obviously, they just don't care.
Yes, there's a lot of opinions about that out there. And what I found was that the VA is still prescribing upwards of 200 milligrams per day for these veterans with major depression. But if we take those same veterans and put them on lithium orotate, we find that they only need one-tenth of the dose, or 20 milligrams with lithium orotate, to get the same outstanding benefits for depression, post-traumatic stress, and they get no side effects. Now, when I brought this to the attention of the VA, my question to them is, if you can give your veterans a natural product that has no side effects, that costs as little as $2 to $3 a month, upwards of $10 a month, but most of them can get by on about a $2 to $3 a month dose, why wouldn't you give it to all of them right now? And you know what? They didn't even attempt to answer that question. They are falling back on data that's being provided by the pharmaceutical groups that want to suppress lithium. And so they have said that, you know, they want to address this gap in our knowledge, they say, about whether or not lithium is effective. And the Department of Veteran Affairs investigators are currently planning a large-scale randomized clinical trial of lithium versus placebo for the prevention of suicidal behaviors in patients with mood disorders. In other words, major depression and bipolar disorder, et cetera. And they say here further, VA says, as part of this planning process, our investigators are carefully reviewing the literature on whether lithium orotate has any pharmacological properties that are different from the lithium salts that are used in classical treatments today. And the doctor closes by saying, I anticipate that the final protocol will be completed and reviewed for funding in early 2013. So they are planning to do this study with lithium. Now, given that Harvard and the American Psychiatric Association published all their data stating an 80 to 90% reduction in suicide with lithium, that was published in 2003, and the VA got that publication because it is the American Psychiatric Association, of course, is the Bible. When they produced the suicide documents on lithium, the VA got that in 2003. So here we are 10 years later, and the VA is now going to do another study that will take 8 to 10 years to publish to determine if the VA thinks it's feasible that lithium may reduce suicide. You see, this is outrageous.
It seems like they're just wasting time. They want to not publish anything, and so they're going, it's all to keep it concealed.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
And what they're going to produce in 10 years from now is that there was no benefit of lithium. You see,
sure.
this isn't actually being implemented by the VA itself. It's being implemented by pharmaceutical operatives that will set this up, and they will control everything. And if you haven't seen the Brzezinski movie, I think we mentioned that last time, go to thebrzezinskimovie.com, and you'll see how the FDA actually does studies, and they actually will manipulate what they give to the participants. When they want to suppress a natural nutrient breakthrough, such as Dr. Brzezinski discovered for brain cancer, all they do is alter the amounts of the substance that they give, or they give a totally different substance. They literally are that evil. This is very well documented in the Brzezinski FDA trials, which, by the way, he just won his fifth grand jury court case, and they tried to suppress Dr. Brzezinski's natural protein cure for brain tumors. And so they have no art. It's all about the money, unfortunately. And for $3 a month, they could end the suicide epidemic today. If they simply provided this in the VA medical centers, they would see in a month or two that all of a sudden the suicides would drop 80 to 90%, maybe 100%. We don't know because there's too many variables. But, see, they're not interested in doing that. So there's obviously something going on behind the scenes that there's a concerted effort to not give our veterans a simple and natural solution. And I mentioned the omega-3 fatty acids. And Dr. Sinatra at drsinatra.com has created a omega-3 fatty acid from calamari. The fish oils are fantastic for depression and anxiety. And after you have tried the lithium orotate and experienced the benefits of that, I highly recommend the next step is to order from Dr. Sinatra's website his product, it's full of DHA and EPA, and the new research out suggests that DHA is the much more significant element in the essential fatty acids, and the calamari oil has a triple dose of DHA, so you're getting a high dose of DHA, and I'm hearing from people, along with the lithium orotate, if you combine these two, your depression and anxiety are going to go away. They're just going to go away. And, of course, if you add the multivitamins, the B-complex and B12 and some of the other things that are wonderful for depression, you will no longer suffer with these issues. And I think it's time that we begin to challenge the VA. I think this is a disaster that they're going to do another 10-year study while our veterans are dying by the thousands. The last count I got was that the count is well over 7,000. And these are only the suicides that they're actually letting us know about. Again, it's probably three or four times higher than that, the veterans that are dying in their sleep from these drug overdoses. And it's a very easy way to commit suicide. And unfortunately, it happens, accidentally to many of them. They have no idea that when they took that Ambien with that vodka martini, that they were going to stop breathing. So we have to challenge the VA, and we have to encourage people to do research. That's why I give a free report. You don't have to buy the book. All the data that you need is in my 12-page free report. The book has over 700 medical references, 35 pages of references in the back. It did take me over 3 years of just going through over 10,000 research studies on lithium. If you go to PubMed.org or PubMed.com, that's P-U-B-M-E-D, you'll find all the research there. And just punch in the search box lithium and Alzheimer's, for example, and you'll find there's over 240 studies on lithium and Alzheimer's, and yet the public has not heard about this. And the reason for that is because, see, lithium is no longer being promoted within the psychiatric community. Lithium has been placed on the back shelf and is collecting dust. And the research continues in mass on this essential trace mineral because the pharmaceutical companies have realized that through understanding the chemical pathways that lithium heals the human body, they can derive new patentable synthetic drugs that mimic some of the things that lithium does naturally, and then they can produce another billion-dollar drug for Alzheimer's, and that's exactly what they're doing. And you'll see it time and time again. At the end of the study, the researchers will say something like, well, this is an incredible breakthrough we've discovered on lithium, and what a great opportunity to pursue this for a new drug.
Indeed.
So there's one study I want to tell you about that just blew my mind, and you've never heard of it. It was the lithium HIV-AIDS study. And this literally just rocked my world. That they found that lithium reduced the viral replication of the HIV virus by greater than 90%. They also found that the lithium greatly enhanced the functionality of the drugs they were giving the patients. So it enhanced the pharmaceutical drugs and reduced the neurotoxicity of the drugs. So at the end of the research article, the researchers are saying, this is incredible what lithium is doing for HIV, and this is a classic finish. They said, this is a very viable solution for AIDS in the third world countries because it's low cost and high effectiveness. This should be promoted in Africa. And I'm thinking to myself, what about America?
Certainly.
It's staggering. If you punch in lithium into the search box at PubMed.com, you'll find over 15,000 different lithium studies, and that's being done again for cancer and Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. Its benefits to preventing degeneration of your brain cells has been documented in hundreds of studies now. It literally blocks the plaquing and the neurofibrillary tangles that is the hallmark of the Alzheimer's disease. And I told you last time, I'll say it again, we have one human study, and it was done in 2007, and it showed a reduction of Alzheimer's in the elderly population of 87%, almost 90% reduction of Alzheimer's in the patients that had taken lithium over the long term, so for years, when they compared it to the other psychiatric drugs that the elderly were taking for bipolar disorder, such as antipsychotics and et cetera, they found that they had a sevenfold higher rate, seven times higher rate of Alzheimer's disease. So lithium is going to be eventually known by at least the alternative Americans as the certainly one of the top three most essential nutrients for overall brain health. And they know a thing here more than anything is how people are sleeping better, just a deep sleep. They found that the lithium literally creates this slow wave process in the brain. So literally it takes you down into a nice, deep sleep, Deanna. And, of course, healing occurs while you're sleeping. And if you're not sleeping well, you're not doing your growth hormone release at night like you should. And have a break.
All righty. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. All righty. We are back. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. His website is stopvs.com, and there are some other websites associated. And if you download that that free booklet, which is, what is it? Called, let's see, the free report right up at the top of the page, and it's a 13-page report, it's a PDF file, and it's called Veteran Suicide Breakthrough, and has a lot of links, wonderful things in it, and as the doctor said, you can download it for nothing and see all of the things that that are in the book, or at least has reference for the book, plus a list of all the things that this mineral helps, including grinding your teeth, for goodness sake, which is an anxiety kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Grinding your teeth, bruxism, affects about 30 million Americans and children in incredibly large numbers. And again, bruxism, grinding your teeth, they found that all of the patients who have bruxism have extremely high levels of noradrenaline while they sleep at night. And lithium is just fantastic for this. It just lowers your noradrenaline levels. You stop grinding your teeth. You stop flopping around in your bed. Your insomnia is corrected. Your nightmares are diminished, in many cases vanish. And again, flashbacks that the veterans are experiencing, all of these things are driven by excessively high levels of adrenaline and noradrenaline, which lithium calms and normalizes in a very natural way. Again, it does so in very small, non-toxic, non-side effect-producing amounts. We're talking about 5 to 20 milligrams of lithium a day instead of what the medical doctors are traditionally prescribing of 2 to 400 milligrams with the pharmaceutical lithium. So we have a breakthrough nutrient that's been in the U.S. for over 30 years, folks. Alternative medical doctors, those that are brave enough to fight the FDA and pharmaceutical cartel, have been administering this for decades. As I said, Dr. Jonathan Wright has done all the laboratory tests on the kidney, the thyroid, and the heart. And even at doses of 40 milligrams a day, he found absolutely nothing to be concerned about. And the only exception to that rule, if you have low thyroid, you may see the lithium at 40 milligrams a day might lower your thyroid a little bit more because, you see, lithium normalizes hyperthyroid and brings it down to normal levels. So if you have hyperthyroid, you definitely want to try lithium orotate. But if you are low in thyroid, first of all, you should be trying a natural thyroid replacement and ask your doctor about that. But if you take excessive doses of lithium in the 100 milligram plus per day, you definitely have to be concerned about lowering your thyroid, and this is an easy test that can be done. So if you're going to take the lithium orotate at the 40 milligrams of lithium a day, then I recommend you have your thyroid checked out, particularly if you know you're already low in thyroid. And there's just a few other things I want to mention, Deanna, because these are diseases that affect tens of millions of Americans, and none of the people that I've spoken to have ever heard of this lithium orotate for the treatment of any of these conditions.
Indeed. Well, doctors just don't want to talk about that. They want to give you a chemical so they can get a nice financial kickback. All righty, we're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID. Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. His website is StopVS.com. That stands for Operation Set Them Free. And we are talking about lithium orotate today. Dr. Millar is a retired chiropractor who spent a lot of time researching and has written two books. And I was just going over the list of things that lithium orotate fixes. And one of them is obsessive compulsivity, which I thought was a really good characteristic, actually.
It can be, sure.
I like it.
Yeah,
I get a lot done.
Yeah, it depends on what you're obsessing over, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, goodness.
Just to quickly run through the list here. I'm just going to mention the illness, and I also want to mention that your listeners can contact me by phone at my office number. That's 832-922-1813. Again, 832-922-1813. And stopvs at live.com is my email address. That's S-T-O-P. V as in Victor, S as in Sam, for veteran suicide, StopVS at live, L-I-V-E.com. And just Google Operation Set Them Free, and that'll definitely give you the links to the websites and different reports that are available online. And so just quickly to run through the list, some of the largest categories of illness that lithium has been shown in now hundreds of human studies be highly beneficial for. And ADHD tops the list for adults and children. Very low-dose lithium orotate, highly beneficial there. Alcoholism, great studies on how it reduces the abuse of alcohol and has helped many alcoholics get completely free of their addiction. Anorexia nervosa, an illness along with bulimia that affects 2 million for bulimia, so about 7 million people. Are highly benefited by anorexia nervosa and bulimia with lithium. Chronic headaches, about 45 million people suffering with migraines, cluster headaches, tension headaches. These are fantastically resolved. In many cases, we see complete remission. I saw a study just last week that said 30% of the participants in the study got complete remission of their migraine headaches with lithium. And so if you can see your migraines vanish, obviously that's a miraculous result for you, and you'll be thrilled with the results of lithium orotate. Diabetes. Now, lithium just naturally normalizes high blood sugar, and it does so very quickly, so it's a wonderful daily nutrient for that. And drug addiction. Oh, my gosh. The results of the studies on drug addiction are fantastic. And if you're withdrawing from a drug, you definitely want to use lithium orotate for that. Epilepsy. Lithium has natural anticonvulsant properties. It's fantastic for epilepsy. Gets great results there. And as you know, I mentioned fibromyalgia before. The clients that have used it for fibromyalgia are telling me it is miraculous for fibromyalgia. And you know, this is an amazing number here, but herpes virus, whether it's the cold sores or the genital or the shingles, you see it on TV now every day. The ads for shingle medicine. So the elderly are breaking out with the herpes virus, which is only spoken of as the chickenpox virus, but they are essentially the same thing. Lithium is fantastic for shingles. And
a lot of things here. We do have to take a quick break. We will take your phone calls after we come back from the break at 800-313-9443. Be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. The website is stopvs.com. www.thebetterlifeinstitute.com, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Let's see. We do have some phone, some callers, and we did have a question on in the chat room. The pills come in 120 milligram size, and you recommend taking how much?
Well, the manufacturers recommend for daily supplementation 2 tablets a day, and each 120 milligram tablet contains 5 milligrams of lithium. And the other 115 milligrams is primarily the orotic acid, which is the transporter that is so essential for getting the lithium inside your cells. So it's important to understand that's not 120 milligrams of lithium. It's only 5 milligrams of lithium. And that's pretty much the standard from all manufacturers. It does range a little bit from 4.6 to 4.8 to 5 milligrams typically.
Okay. Let's take a caller. Let's take Bernie in Illinois. Bernie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Danny. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to get back to what he was saying about why they would be denying these vets the lithium. They write an insurance policy for $1 million on each vet that goes overseas. Right. And when they come back and commit suicide, they cash in on that. It's about $1.5 billion a year at 30 servicemen a year committing suicide. They make $1.5 billion. So you follow the money.
So would you restate that, Bernie? So each veteran has $1 million policy on them.
Correct.
And the VA is the receiver of those funds.
Not the VA, the Pentagon, or a private corporation. I don't have the right off the top of my head, I don't have any of the information in front of me, but I've researched it before, so it just tears my guts out that they do be that evil.
Well, you know, you're not the only one that's talking about this. This has been spoken to me by other veterans. It's an area of grave concern that such huge profits can be made from a veteran committing suicide. So, you know, at 7,000 suicides each year, at times $1 million, so you're at $7 billion annually.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, that's worth killing for, I guess. So,
but yeah, who would underwrite such things if they're certain that so many people are going to commit suicides?
Well,
wouldn't the insurance company say, no, that's not a risk we want to take?
If they're getting a kickback, if they're getting half to take, they, you know.
I see. Okay.
They're like evil people do anything for a buck.
Yeah, you know, we need to do more research on this topic because I know that most insurance policies exclude suicide. You know, they don't pay out on a suicide death. So
no, you or I couldn't get a policy like that, but they can. That's like a race car driver can't get insurance, but the owners can insure the car. So
okay,
the same principle.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, hey, I'll let you guys go on. Great show today, and just a little food for thought. Thanks for having my call, Deanna.
Thank you, Bernie.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Linda in Ohio. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi. Quick question. Did you say OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder?
That's right,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you didn't elaborate on it because I think, Deanna, you took it the wrong way, that it was a good thing.
I was just teasing.
But my son was recently diagnosed with it, and it is terribly incapacitating in the fact that, you know, he feels that he's got to check something or, you know, put something here, put something there. I wasn't even aware of it. But you say... I mean, are these the symptoms that you often see?
That's right, yeah. There's the compulsivity to repeat various activities just over and over again, whether it's washing your hands or checking to make sure the door is locked. There's a whole host of variety of symptoms, people that just keep repeating, or they obsess over doing a project perfectly and they can never get it right. And, you know, obsessive and compulsive behavior is extremely debilitating.
Yes, it is. And you say this drug, this lithium, can help?
Absolutely, but this is an area that lithium has very little research on. Obsessive compulsive has just a little bit of research and mixed reviews. So I've read that lithium in one study said it had very little benefit, and in another study I read that it had a tremendous benefit. So we don't have a large volume of data on this, but because of the chemical imbalances that are in the brain and the effect of primary stress hormones are also involved, the more stressed an individual is, the more severe the OCD is. So from all the things that I've seen in the research, it appears that lithium is a must-try at the very least. You've got to give it a try, and you'll know within 7 days if you're going to get the results. And if you'll get my free report and send me an email at stopvs, S-T-O-P-V-S, at live.com, I will send you my research on OCD specifically, and I will also happily consult with you. There's no charge for any of Deanna's listeners. So you can call me at 832-922-1813, or just send me that email at stopvs at live, L-I-V-E.com. And I will help you figure out what is the proper dose. We start off with one or two tablets a day to let your body begin to acclimate to lithium. It oftentimes produces some unusual symptoms in the first 2 or 3 days as the body begins to heal. And those effects rapidly dissipate. And then we figure out what is the right amount for you to take for the condition you're trying to take. And that is only accomplished through trial and error. And so we increase the dose until the symptoms subside. And after we've done that, we oftentimes will be able to reduce the dose from the highest amounts taken today are 8 to 10 tablets a day for the more severe conditions. But we find that shortly after the body has healed, that dosage can be lowered dramatically back down to 2 to 4 tablets a day and or maybe even 5 or 6 tablets and still maintain the optimum function with those decreased symptoms dissipating. So please feel free to utilize me. I get a real kick out of hearing back from people how this has changed their lives, and it's a real passion for me. I suffered with bipolar disorder for decades and went through the pharmaceutical mill with horrific results and ended up suicidal, et cetera. And this lithium orotate literally changed my life overnight. And if you're out there today, folks, and you have suicidal depression, I want you to know that you can go out to the vitamin shop today. There's the vitamin shop is all over the United States. You can buy this product today there, and I encourage you to do so if you're in a tough spot. We can ship it out to you in 72 hours, but if you need it today, go to the vitamin shop or check your local directory for these smaller nutritional stores. And if they have the lithium aspartate, or the lithium arginate. Those are also good products that are sold in health food stores. And don't delay, particularly if you are suicidally depressed today. So OCD is going to be an area that we're going to do a lot of research on because we don't have a lot of data. I would highly encourage you to use it for it. See what happens.
Well, thank you. You're so kind to offer your services in this manner. Deanna, where do you find these people?
They find me sometimes, but I just love talking to a lot of interesting people, and I'm very sorry that your son is suffering from this, and I was just making light of it. I'm kind of compulsive, but definitely not obsessive compulsive, so I do hope that this product can help your son.
I hope so, too, because it really interferes with his life.
Oh, I'm
okay,
so sorry.
I'll keep in touch and let you know.
Please.
And I'll be in contact with you, Doctor. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, let's take Frank in New York. Frank, welcome to the program.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for taking my call. And hi, Dr. Mueller.
Hey, Frank.
Okay. Hey, I just want to reinforce what you've been saying, okay? I had a daughter who a little over a year ago was diagnosed with depression. And she went to one doctor, and the doctor gave her some kind of pharmaceutical stuff. And then she wasn't getting any better. She went back, and she asked, you know, she said it wasn't helping her. And all that doctor did was re-up it. Fortunately, she had a change of health plans through her husband's plan, and she went to another doctor. Excuse me. And that doctor asked her right off the bat, are you taking any lithium? And she said no. And she said she didn't never prescribe that, and she said no, they're both female doctors. And she put her on that, and I'll tell you, the turnaround was really quick. It really was. It was amazing, I'll tell you. I called her on the phone while you were talking earlier, and I put the phone over next to let her hear a little bit. She was on her lunch hour. And I want to thank you for the work you're doing out there, for Deanna's listeners, for the vets, and I really, you know, it's amazing how some of these things that are so natural and so cheap, and like you say, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, they don't want to have anything to do with this. It's all about profit. And when you talk to people about stuff like that, they don't believe you. You know what I mean? They go, oh, well, their doctor wouldn't do that. But I tell them, half of these doctors go through these pharmaceutical schools, and all they're taught is if it's not surgical, we got to give them some drugs. And I'd like to know if the doctor thinks there's any connection between a lot of these shooters and the psychotropic drugs that they're on.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of evidence that that I think robustly suggests that the imbalance created by the antipsychotics and antidepressants, particularly when these individuals abruptly come off of those medications. We see it time and time again in the mass shootings that these individuals have recently just come off of their medication. So at the time of the shooting, they were found, they analyzed their blood. They didn't have any of the...
I see what you're saying. The more or less the withdrawal process or something.
Gentlemen, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back. Frank, feel free to stay over the break if you have another question. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. His website is stopvs.com, and we have a caller, Frank, from New York. Did you have another question or comment, Frank?
One or two more points, if I may. One question. I don't take lithium, okay, but I do take a lot of other herbs and vitamins. If I were to supplement with lithium, what would that protect me against? How would that help my immune system? Or
great question, immune system. That's something we hadn't touched on. The benefits to the immune system are immense, Frank. First of all, lithium, once it's inside the cell, literally shuts down viral replication. So when viruses get in the cell, they begin to replicate, and as you know, viruses can destroy the human body through cancer and through serious illnesses, and so lithium is fantastic antiviral. It also dramatically boosts white blood cell counts. So if you have got a low immune system and you start taking low-dose lithium orotate, like so many have told me and I personally experienced this, I've only been very ill once in the past 6 years. Previously, before lithium, I was sick every year with the flu or some serious, cold or something horrible. And since I started taking it, I've had only one serious bout. And I'll tell you, it's a fantastic immune booster. So it's going to help you with protecting your brain. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, all the neurodegenerative illnesses are being researched in incredible amounts across the world right now with regards to lithium. So they can produce new synthetic drugs to mimic lithium. All you need to do is take a low dose of it. Probably 2 tablets a day for most people will provide tremendous immune protection. And,
I appreciate that. Yeah. And one more thing, if I may. When my daughter was first diagnosed with this, I got her some St. John's wort, and I got her some EFAs, the fatty acids. And, it really didn't do too much. She doesn't take them anymore. Do you think I should tell her to try to supplement with them or have her talk to her new current doctor and see if she would advise that?
Yeah, well, you know, the St. John's wort is very beneficial for some people, probably around 30 to 40%. Get some benefit from St. John's wort, but the omega-3 fatty acids, go to drsinatra.com and order his omega fat product there, the omega-3. It's loaded with DHA. This is from the calamari. It has this huge DHA component, and this is fantastic for protecting the brain, fantastic for depression and anxiety. I recommend lithium orotate, and this particular product that Dr. Sinatra offers. Take them together, and you will be protecting your brain from so many things, benefiting yourself. How long did she suffer with depression before she started lithium?
I would say she was she had to go away for a couple of days, you know, at a place where they were working with her. It came upon her all of a sudden, okay, and then it seemed to get bad. And then she went to the first doctor. She gave her some stuff. She went back, said it's not working. She said up the quantity that you're taking, okay. And then fortunately she got a change of doctors, like I said. When she started taking the lithium, I would say she started taking it maybe 6 months ago, 7 months ago, 8 months ago. But whenever she started taking it, the turnaround was really, I was shocked. I was shocked. I mean, yeah. I could see the improvement. You know, she didn't want to go to work. She didn't want to leave her bedroom. She didn't want to leave the house. You know, she was dragging herself there. And now, I mean, she goes to work. She does her work. She's back to normal just about. It's amazing how it was turned around. I told her, I said, I'm glad it's lithium because I said, I know that's a natural element. Now, she's taking something along with it, okay, in conjunction with it. I don't know what it is right now, but I know lithium is the key, you know, the key proponent or the key drug or whatever you want to say, element that she is taking right now.
Fantastic. Well, you tell her about lithium orotate. She's probably taking pharmaceutical lithium, I presume?
I would presume so, yeah. She gets prescriptions.
Okay, so, yeah, it's definitely pharmaceutical. And she can switch right over to lithium orotate, and she'll just take 2 to 4 tablets a day, and she'll just get, you know, it's a lot cheaper, obviously.
To be frank with you, Doctor, it's going to be tough for me to tell her that. You know, like me, she was kind of reluctant. You know what I mean? You know, she said, oh, you're my dad. You know, you're a former state worker.
Well, you know what?
Share the
audio file of today's program with her and let her hear it from somebody else.
Great. Okay, thank you both very much for the great work you're doing. Have a great day and Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Frank.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Art in Philly. Art, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Dr. Miller. Thank you for taking my call. I was responding to what I heard from one of the previous callers who mentioned about the benefits that the GIs got when they lost their lives. And that the company he said he couldn't identify is actually Prudential. It was reported on 60 Minutes that Prudential would basically not pay the, you know, the wives of the, you know, the spouses of the person who lost their lives for a year, even though they were paid right away by Uncle Sam. Also, Prudential's, you know, they sell real estate insurance. They have strong ties to the 9/11 issue and also to the state of Israel. That's all I wanted to say.
Wow, it's a lot of rhetoric there. Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll have to look into that even more. Thank you so much, Art.
You got it.
All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll take Jim from Georgia when we come back. All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Millar. That's M-I-L-L-A-R. His website is stopvs.com. And Dr. Millar, you had a website about HIV. Could you repeat what that is?
Well, I was referring to the HIV study.
Oh, okay.
And if your listeners will send me an email at stopvs@live.com. That's stopvs@live.com. And just request any information that they've heard about on the show today. I will send them specific studies. And the HIV study that lithium showed reduced the viral count by 90%. That's a fantastic study. Nobody's heard about that, of course. Pharmaceutical companies aren't talking about that. They're not promoting lithium. And, you know, so we want to get that information out to your listeners. And my phone number they can reach me at is 832-922-1813. And please have them call. I want to talk to these folks, and I want to help them understand. You know, if they Google lithium,
and they say, well, my God, look at all these drug interactions. They get terrified. The fact of the matter is the medical doctors that are using this today are giving their patients lithium orotate in low dosages with any and all medications, and they do not see drug interactions because lithium doesn't promote any dysfunction unless you take excessive doses. All minerals taken in excessively high doses will cause drug interactions, but when you take small amounts, there's no problem. But if you were on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different medicines and you want to start taking lithium orotate, it is highly recommended you consult with your physician before you do so. Unfortunately, most of the physicians have no idea what lithium orotate is, and if they see, they Google lithium orotate, they say, well, gosh, there's a study here that says lithium orotate actually is harmful to the kidneys. Folks understand that that study was a sham study. They gave the lab animals tested over 20 times more lithium orotate than is typically prescribed to patients. So understand that that lithium kidney study is a false study designed to suppress the breakthrough of lithium orotate. So you do not need to be concerned about that.
All righty. Thank you. All right, let's take Jim in Georgia. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna, and you're an angel. I enjoy listening to you on radio, and that's the only station I listen to. I've stopped watching TV.
Thank you.
I have a question for Dr. Millard, and number one was the cost of the product, because I'm on Social Security and limited income. Number two, I have arthritis. And number three, I anticipate people's actions and what they're going to say, and my mind never stops working. It drives me crazy. I never think of bad things or injuring anybody. But I can, when I leave the driveway and if I'm going to six different places, I've had the map drawn out in my brain already, how I'm going to get there, what way I'm going to go. I'm just wondering if it will help me with my arthritis. And my mind is worked all the time. That,
absolutely.
Sometimes I have a hard time sleeping.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to love this lithium orotate. the hyperactivity of the brain is really driven, and now there's numerous things that can drive that, but the primary thing that shows up in the literature over and over again is this excessive noradrenaline. And this noradrenaline is a primary stress hormone. It's a neurotransmitter, and when there's too much of it circulating through your body and in your brain, you can't sleep right. You've got insomnia. You've got restless legs. You've got a hyperactivity of thought. And arthritis looks like lithium is a breakthrough for a high percentage of people with rheumatoid and osteoarthritis. So I highly recommend you try it for those two arthritic conditions. Doesn't help everybody, nor does any single nutrient, but tremendous research on rheumatoid and osteoarthritis. So fantastic results, and your speedy mind, you're going to see once you get to two to four tablets a day in that range there, once you hit the right amount, you're going to notice things slow down for you. Your mind calms. There's a peace that you can't even just put into words, my friend. You'll be very thrilled with the results. So I highly recommend you give that a go. And you can get that product today at the Vitamin Shop. Just Google the Vitamin Shop. There's stores in 42 different states in the U.S., so it's readily available in those stores. And you can't go wrong with it, my friend.
Well, my other question was, roughly, and I know you can't pinpoint you on the price, but what are we talking? Because, like me, I'm
how much is
medicines.
It? Okay.
I'm on different medicines that I'm limited to. By the end of the month, a lot of times.
Okay, so let the doctor answer the question.
Sure. Well, if you go to the vitamin shop, it's $22. That includes the tax. And if you want to get it, if you don't mind waiting a few days, I can send it to you for $18. That includes the shipping and handling. And you get 200 tablets there. And so if you're taking, say, two tablets a day, you've got 3.5 months there. So you're looking at, roughly about $4 to $5 a month in cost.
Well, that's great.
Very affordable.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your wisdom on what you do.
Okay, thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you. You're an angel, and you all have a nice Christmas.
You too, Jim. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Dr. Millar. Deanna,
hi.
I'm so glad you had him on for 2 hours because this is a really good program.
Thank you.
Dr. Millar, there is a conspiracy to keep lithium from the public. I heard Dr. Truot say when the FDA came after him for his brand of minerals that he makes, the
right.
one they told him he couldn't do is lithium.
That's right. Now, Dr. Ott and I had a very long conversation in Utah, and when they closed him down and they made him sign the court documents to finish up that that suit, the one mineral they said that he could no longer research was lithium. That was the only one that they demanded that he could no longer research on. Again, the reason for this is that lithium is probably the single most essential nutrient for the brain, for the health of your neurons, for protecting your brain against neurotoxins. And so Dr. Ott got body slammed very hard, and even to this day, he cannot produce that lithium mineral in his manufacturing plant there. So there is a tremendous effort to suppress lithium and to continue to feed the public erroneous information about how toxic lithium orotate is, et cetera. So thank you for bringing that up. It's Dr. Ott is one of those crusaders out there who continues to fight for the truth to be known, and he's a hero in my book. And thank you for bringing that up.
Dr. Millar, for those of us that aren't on the internet, is there a number that we can call to order it by mail with a credit card or something?
Sure, absolutely. Now, by the way, it's available. Lithium orotate is readily available at websites all over the internet. And but if you want to speak with me and you'd like some consultation, feel free to call me at 832-922-1813.
Okay. And, well, now the only brand I can find at my health food store I go to is the aspartate form.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with lithium aspartate. The creator of the product, lithium orotate, aspartate, and arginate, Dr. Hans Nieper, he suggests in his literature that the lithium orotate is the most effective of the three. But I have used lithium aspartate, and I found it to be very adequate. So if that's available to you and you want to get some of your, it's urgent, then there's no problem with that. But
well, that's what I'm taking right now, but I did want to try the orotate. So,
sure.
And I have some the thing you said about migraines today. I have a family member that has been troubled with migraines for a very long time, and I think I'm going to suggest it to her. So, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. All right, let's take Lisa from Texas. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Dr. Millar, my husband has a partner. He's a vascular surgeon who has been struggling with insomnia, depression, and he has a family history of depression and even suicide. He started taking antidepressants, that were prescribed by a conventional doctor. And he told my husband that they were scaring him because he was starting to have those very scary thoughts. So, anyway, my question is how successful have you been in your consultations convincing medical doctors, of the veracity and applicability of this, lithium orotate? Are they tough nuts to sell, or are you able to get through to them with the documentation that you provide?
Great question. So you're wondering, are medical doctors open to lithium orotate?
Yeah, I mean, can they be convinced? Because I'd like to share this with him. I think he really is struggling, and he's a wonderful person, and, my husband's partner, and I want the
sure.
best for him. I'm just wondering if I'm going sure. to be able to direct in that way.
Sure. Is he a physician, this individual that's suffering?
Oh, yes. He is a conventional peripheral vascular surgeon like my husband.
Okay. Well, you know, it can be very difficult. In fact, oftentimes what the physician will do is Google lithium orotate, and they will find out that there's very little scientific study out there on lithium orotate. And what they will typically see are warnings that lithium orotate is dangerous for the kidneys, as I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very, very big barrier. And one of the things
right.
that I try and communicate to the doctors is that, and if you get my free report, you'll see I list over 20 medical doctors that are actively on the Internet promoting lithium orotate in their practices and to the general public. And so, again, this product has been available in the United States, sold by health food stores for 30 years, and nobody knows about it because of the suppression that has been involved. It is very difficult, but if a medical doctor has any openness to the value of nutrition, and then they notice and realize that lithium is in fact an essential trace mineral, and
mm-hmm.
they start to open their mind, many of them will embark on a new journey with this, and inevitably they all find out that there's no side effects or toxicity, and they realize that, wow, we're taking a tenth of the dose compared to the pharmaceutical lithium, we're getting all the benefits without the toxicity, so what's wrong with that picture? And obviously nothing. So it's just a matter of the individual. Some of them are completely closed down to nutrient medicine, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah,
I know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to say I had an internist call me, an anesthesiologist, and he said, you know, I'm not really open to this kind of thing, but, you know, my father, he's got severe Alzheimer's. He lives at home with us, and I want to try it. I just want to see what will happen. So he calls me back a couple months later, and he said, oh, my God, this has been a total transformation.
Oh,
my father,
wow.
who's in his 80s, has been wandering around the house in the middle of the night. His sleep cycle was totally reversed. He only slept for an hour or two at a time during the day often. He said he's sleeping throughout the night now. Said this lithium orotate has been a total godsend to me and my family. And so, you know, if they can just try it, you know, it's been out there a long time. There's nothing to fear. I tell them to disregard all the misinformation about how lithium orotate is dangerous to the kidneys. That study
right.
used 20 times more lithium than they should have. So.
So you would speak to him over the phone if I gave him your phone number?
Oh, I'd love to speak with him. You know,
okay,
that would be a great opportunity.
Great. Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to say, and thank you for your great work. Thanks, Deanna.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
All righty. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, just call 800-313-9443. All righty. We're going into a break in about 2 minutes. I think that this has been I love having callers, and they've asked some wonderful questions. Where do you want to go? Back to the list? I mean, there's a lot of things that this covers that lithium helps. And, talk about your book. How do people buy your book? I mean, it's so inexpensive. People can get your book at your website, and it's
sure.
only $4.99.
Yeah, well, that's an ebook, so they're going to be able to download it. They pay on PayPal, and then they are forwarded to the download page, and they click on the PDF file and download it immediately. We don't have it out in hardcover yet or soft. We're working with the publisher on that. Hope to have it out in the next 6 months. And you know, the information there is daunting, but if you just pick out subject matter that you're interested in, you'll find that the research is overwhelming to support everything we've said here today. And, you know, you don't need to read the whole book, but I encourage you to download it and then forward it to anybody and everybody. We've got to get this book out to the veterans. I'm still trying to find an inroad to the veteran community, and to be honest with you, I have been shut out at every turn. And I've even spoken to locally here in Arizona to numerous veterans, particularly Vietnam veterans, and oddly enough, they seem to be closed off. I honestly think to find that the men are more skeptical and cynical about this. That's why I wrote the second book, to the military moms, because I really believe that it is going to be the moms who will do the research on this and make the effort to start forwarding this book through their email across the nation, and we've got to do something to get this out to the veterans. This is such a simple solution, Deanna. And, you know, just to go through the list real quick, you know, here's another big one that's really common, affecting about 40 million Americans, and that's irritable bowel syndrome. There's a lot of different causes to irritable bowel syndrome, such as food intolerances. One of the common problems is stress hormones. So when you get stressed, the irritable bowel syndrome flares up horribly. And great research on that for lithium. It's a tremendous benefit. Also, ischemic heart disease. You know, if you have a stroke or a heart attack, lithium literally saves about 50% of the cells from dying from a lack of oxygen. Somehow, the lithium is providing an oxygen barrier to that cell death. So if you have already had a stroke or a stroke prone in your family or a heart attack, a little lithium each day is a very likely way to save your life, if not to dramatically reduce the damage caused by that.
All righty, we're going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back. Sorry to cut you off. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Dr. Mark Millar. We still have we had some other callers, and I have a couple of questions from the chat room, but let's really quickly take Diane in Pennsylvania. Diane, welcome to the program.
I apologize if I'm being redundant, but does lithium help with diminished mental capacities?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and
in many cases, it's noticed rapidly. One of Deanna's listeners from Canada, dear Eleanor, she let me know that she began to feel a tremendous relief of the cognitive function, just a clarity of thought, etc., within just a few days. So it can be very rapid, but also you should know that for any condition you're taking this for, it may take 2 or 3 weeks before you get the
sure.
full benefit. Yeah, so
sure.
take your time with it. If you don't notice the relief overnight, then you should continue taking it for at least a month before you decide yay or nay.
Okay.
So absolutely. Just fantastic for cognitive function.
I have a situation with my significant other. He's it's come fairly quickly. It's been very recent, but it's been very noticeable to me. And so I would just caught the tail end of the show, and I thought, well, maybe this would be a wonderful thing.
It may be a miracle for him. Is he irritable as well?
Oh, yes.
Right. So here's the thing. Dan, I wanted to mention this earlier. You know what the number one symptom of depression is, particularly in depression that is undiagnosed? It's irritability. And so lithium, the research on irritability is fantastic. So if you have a spouse that is grumpy all the time, you want to change your relationship and you want to end the grump, you get them on lithium orotate. And let me tell you, don't tell them, hey, take this because you're a grump, okay? You don't do it that way. But what you're going to do is say, look, I found about this product that has awesome benefits in prevention of Alzheimer's,
right.
Increase.
You've just sold me. I'm ordering a truckload about 5 minutes from now.
Okay. Well, thank you
thank you so much,
Diane.
All righty. Thanks, Deanna. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. A couple of questions. Can prescription drugs deplete natural lithium, and are psychopaths lithium deficient?
What was the first part of the question?
Can prescription drugs deplete natural lithium in your body?
Yes, there are certain drugs that do deplete lithium along with a lot of other minerals. And psychopaths may very well be lithium deficient. Again, the major psychiatric illnesses, and one we didn't mention, schizophrenia, and what's also known as schizoaffective disorder, has been shown to respond beautifully to lithium. It's not a cure for schizophrenia, but it is a must-have in the treatment of it. So a tremendous benefit for all of the psychiatric illnesses, and without question, this must be added to whatever pharmaceutical protocol you're on. You can add lithium-orotate to that, and over time, with the consultation of your doctor, you can begin to withdraw from some of those drugs. Your doctor will guide you through that process, and that's great, you know.
Well, we've run out of time. I thank you so very much for being on the program today. We'll have to do this again.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.